Hello.
Hello, this is Victoria returning your phone call for customer service.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
About a transaction that was made up to my account the other day from y'all.
Yes, sir. Could I have your zip code so I can pull up the account, please?
72401.
72401. Thank you for that. Let's see if we can get you pulled up. What is the first and last name on the account?
Well, my name is Rex, R-E-X, Bobbitt, B-O-B-B-I-T-T.
Bobbitt?
Yeah.
B-O-B-B-I-T?
T-T.
I'm sorry, sir, I didn't hear that part.
B-O-B-B-I-T-T.
Yes, sir. All right, let me see if I can find you, Mr. Bobbitt. Please bear with me. Mr. Bobbitt, could the account be under anybody else's name?
Well, I don't have an account with y'all. Who is this anyway? The money was pulled out of the center, $39.99, that I did not do.
Yes, sir. We are a third-party call center, sir. We handle customer service for a lot of different companies. That's why I was asking you for so much information. Now, I do not have an account in your name. Could there be someone in your house or someone you're related to that could have an account?
I don't even know who y'all are. This is what this. It says Primary Hardware.
Hardware. Sir, do you have the card that was charged? And let me see if I can pull it up by the charge, a card that was charged.
Give me the card number. I canceled the card.
Okay, so the card is canceled. Yes, sir. I'm not finding an account with your name on it. Now, I do have some Bobbitts, but not your name, sir.
Well, I mean, I had to cancel the card, and I made a police report on this. That's what my bank told me to do.
Yes, sir. I understand, but I don't find an account with your name.
I don't have an account. Yeah, I don't even know if Primary Hardware, where it says Hardware with a T on me, Hardware with a T on me.
Yes, sir. Mr. Bobbitt, I cannot find an account associated with you. It might be best if you go ahead and let your bank call us, and we'll get the information from them, and we'll pull it up, and we'll discuss it with the bank, because I'm not finding any account in your name.
There's not one. That's what I'm saying. Somebody pulled money off my car without me knowing.
Yes, sir. I understand that.
My bank pulled off the money back.
But right now, sir, I'm not finding anything attached to your name. Now, as I said, I do have some people with the name of Bobbitt, but they do not match your credentials. If you would give me the last four of the card, I could see if I could match it that way.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sir?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, can you give me those last four?
Yeah, it's going to be 9823.
9823, thank you, sir. And let's see if we can find it that way. I do apologize.
Are any of those boxes in Jonesboro?
Sir?
You said you have Bobbitts in your account. Are any of those in Jonesboro? Maybe I can track. Nobody lives with me. I'm married.
Yes, sir.
Trying to figure this out, too.
Okay, yes, we did have an account with the last name of Bobbitt. It just wasn't yours. Okay.
Somehow.
Yes, sir. Because I'm not finding anything with your with your name. I am finding Bobbitts, but not your name. So it might be best for you to go ahead and let your bank call us, and then we'll get all those credentials and see if we can figure out what's going on. And I do apologize for that, but I've tried your first name, your last name, the last four of your card, and your zip code, and I'm not pulling out any account with your name on it.
Okay. Well, I mean, It came off that car with those numbers.
Yes, sir. I understand that, but I'm not finding an account with your name on it that matches that card or that last name.
How would they do that then?
Are you sure that no one else has access to your card with your last name?
It was in my number. It was in my wallet while I was at work, and I got him to pay my bills to make my insurance payment for his 39 years taken off.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes,
and sir. This is a telephone number. 5-617-1438, and then ORUF behind it. That means.
Yes, sir. I'm not seeing anything with those credentials. Yes, sir. Mr. Bobbitt, I would just recommend that you get your bank to call us and let us try to find out what's going on. Because I'm not seeing anything in your name with the last four of those cards or your Social Security. Not your Social Security. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean Social Security. With those credentials. So sometimes, you know, it's better to let your bank call us so we can figure out what's going on. Because they have access to information that you may not feel comfortable with giving. And they'll give it to us.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Bobbitt. Let's try one more thing.
Okay.
Will you give me the first six of that card? I didn't try that. That was charged.
512-79.
79. Thank you, Mr. Bob, and thank you for being so patient.
Mm-hmm. You handle the company called Primary Hardware?
Sir, we handle like 50 different companies, so that's why we have to ask, get all this information, because we just handle so much stuff. Okay, Mr. Bobbitt, that didn't work either. So I've tried the last four, the first six, your last name, your zip code, and I'm still not finding an account in your name. So what I would recommend is what you said, go ahead and call your bank and say, look, I've got some charges on here that I don't understand. This is the customer service number. Let them call. And you just tell them, said, I did talk to Victoria, and she was unable to find an account in my name. And then when your bank calls us, they'll give us some information that we'll look for, and hopefully we'll find it with them. Because usually, as I said, the bank will tell us stuff that we need to know. They have, like, ID numbers and all this other stuff that we need.
Okay.
And I do apologize I wasn't able to help you, Mr. Bobbitt.
Okay, I'm just glad you called me back.
Yes, sir. So if you'll go ahead and let your bank, you know, call your bank and say, look, I've already talked to them. They can't find this account. And let them give me a call.
Okay.
Thank you,
Thank
Mr.
You.
Bobbitt. You have a wonderful day.
You too.